ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara continues with Ein Safek Moitzim Devadai. Gemara got into Ein Safek Moitzim Devadai. By a vaday of a dezora or a safek bittel, the Gemara brings a raya. The ain safek moitzim de vaday is a safek not moitzim de vaday. Vatanya om Rav Yehuda ma'isa b'shevchasa shal matzik echad berimoin sheitila neifel abor abor koyein v'heitzitz leidam zocher m'nekeva. There was a ma'isa with a shivcha that was matil a neifel into a bor, and a koyein came to check if it's a zocher and a keva, to paskin for her, you made tumma and tyra, what kind of din, if she has a tumma siledis, like a zocher or a keva, ubob ma'isav nechachomim v'tiaru, nechachul do bardlis mitzuyim sham, chomim or metayir, the koyein, because a chul do bardlis mitzuyim sham, we could assume that the chul do bardlis was Geirer dragged away the Nefil, and it comes out he was not Mael on a mace, he doesn't have any tumma of Mael on a mace. In fact, the Gemara, Vahocha, the Vadi, Tila Nefil, Safik Geru, Safik Legeru, Akasi Safik Meitzim Devadi. You see that a Safik Greira, a Greiru, which is only an Atiya that we're leaning towards saying that there was a Greira. We see that Safik is Maitzi from the Vade of Hitila. The Nefil Vade was put there. It should be Ain Safik Maitzi from the Vade. Look, the Gemara, Leitame Tila Nefil Abar, Leitame Tila Kemin Nefil Abar. We're not talking about it was a Vade Nefil. It's Hitila Kemin Nefil Abar. It was such a Vlad that's a Safik if it had it in Nefil. So your Safik is not being Maitzi from a Vade. The Safik is being Maitzi from a Safik. In fact, the Marva laid them zochem the kevu katani yachikama laid them ruach epila im neifeli tila im tutsleim neifeli tila laid them zochem the kevu. There were two sveikas going on. It was a suffik if it was a vlad altogether, and im tutsleim it's a vlad if it was a zochem on the kevu. It's an interesting shaila that the pais can bring from this gemara. The Magen Avraham in the end of Siman Tav Kuf Chavav and Hochas Yontif brings our goyis maimini. That there's a halacha that it's mutter to do kfura on Yantav Sheni for kavod hameis. It's one of the things they matir the Isra of Yantav Sheni for kavod hameis, to do a kfura, not to leave over a mace till after Yantav. As the Goyis Maimini says, that a nefil will not kaver on Yantav Sheni, because there's no mitzvah to be kaver on a falim. A nefil does not, there's no mitzvah of kfura on a falim. The mitzvah of kfura is only on a mace, not on a nefil. The Magen Avraham brings the Hagoyis Maimini in the end of Tav Kuf Chavav. He brings first the Beis Yosef that says that Hagoyis Maimini is only talking about when it's a Vade Nefil, when it's Yedua Shaloi Kolu Chadoshev. We know for sure that this Vlad was not Oymet to live, was Loi Kolu Chadoshev, wasn't finished its Chadoshim. But any time it's a Safik Nefil, sometimes it might have had a Kiyum, this Vlad, then there's a chiv to be kaverit, and you can be kaverit even on Yontif. The Magen Avraham brings that the Tosfos Shantz is chaylik on the Gois Maimini, and is matir even to be kaverit on Nefil Gomer on Yontif. The Gois Maimini's raya is from our Gemara. Nevi raya mid aminim in Gemara shivcha shetiv tila Nefil abor. The Gemara says here that the shivcha was matil the Nefil abor. So it's mashmah that the way they used to dispose of Nefalim, they just threw them in a bar. They weren't kaver then. You see, there's no mitzvah kura on a Nefil. In the Magen Avraham is chaylik on the raya. He says there's no raya from the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. Tzorachin zok the Magen Avraham, no mikol makim kfurahi. That itself is a kfura. Putting the Nefil in the bar is a kfura. Va'oidi says, the Gemara says at the end, kemin Nefil, that it wasn't a real Nefil, it was only a Safik Nefil, a Safik if it was even a Vlad, like the Gemara says, Safik Leida, if Imruach Ipila, Nefil Ipila, it's a Safik Vlad. So Mele, he says there's no raya from this Gemara. He brings a raya takert from the Hagoyis Maimini, because it says the Torah is Koyanim in Parshas Emor, needs to make a drosha that a Koyan cannot be metame to benoyu bite hanafalim. A Koyan who has a mitzvah and a heter on his Issa Kahuna to be metame to Zion Kravim. The Torah is Koyanim in Parshas Emor learns a miyut that he can't be metame to one of the Zion Kravim if it's a nefil, benoyu bite hanafalim. So, the Morgan of Ram, Shrami no mitzvah lekoivram. The heter of a koyin to be metame, he can't just be metame, he can only be metame l'tzerich kvura. So, if the fact that we need a pasuk to be memayit, that a koyin can't be metame to a ben, which is a nefil, is mashma that there is a chiv kvura on a ben nefil. That's why we have him in the koyin can be metame to it. It brings other rayas, more babasu, that they used to make kvarim for the fallen. Magen Avraham himself says there is a chiv kura on the fallen, and he says there's even a lav baltolin. He says mashman the Gemara nida that there's even a lav baltolin on the fallen. So kumpes machlekes apoyskim if there's a mitzvah to be kaver a nefil. Chazanish talks on this Magen Avraham. He says the Magen Avraham's taina that Magen Avraham says that this itself is a kura being matul labor is not mastaver that should have a shem kura. Just throwing it into the bar is a vow that's not called a kfura, like the Magen Avraham, like the Hagoyis Maimini says, that's not called a kfura. And the Magen Avraham's other taina that the Gemara says at the end we're talking kemin nefil is also not a taina because it's a suffix at least, we should still be machmir misafik and be kaver it. There wouldn't be a reason to throw it into the bar. But the Chazanish says the whole raya is not such a stark raya because who said she did kedin? Maybe the shifcha did she like kedin? A Meister, the Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchos Yontif, he quotes it as Yesh Ben Achreinim Shechelkim Dul Didhu Kfurus Nafalim Nami Mitzvah. It's a Machlekes Achreinim L'Maisa, and some Achreinim hold that Kfurus Nafalim is a mitzvah, and he's mitzadeh that Efshe could be Mekel like the Akum to do the Kfurah on Yontif Sheni. Another interesting horror that comes up here in this Gemara, we're talking about here a shivcha, maisa b'shivchose shalmatzik echad b'rimay. She's a shivcha, that means the nefil, the vlad is a eved, has the same din as the aim, is an eved kanani. D'achreinim ha-me'oirim, that the halacha is, akum is not metami b'oil. The Kivri Akum, we hold an Amitami b'oil, they're only Mitami b'mago, b'maso, and not b'oil. And over here, the question was that the Koyin was mail on it. Rashi's Lashon is like, eel Koyin zel ameis. It's a question, b'mais l'necham v'tiyaru is a question of oil. So, it would be mashma from this Gemara that there's tumas oil on a Evet Kenani. Chayri Yesh Lodon, what's the din of Evet Kenani? Zidur Loshna Rambam always, Evet Kanani, Ziyotza Michlal Akum, Chlal Yisrael Leibo. He's not a Yisrael Gomer, it's not Nigmar his Geiris. So the question is, if you have a Evet Kanani who's mace, is his caver, is his body Metame Boil? Would be Mashma from this Gemara, that's Metame Boil. The Seder Yaakov here brings the Stechemed Kles the Shaila, and the Stechemed wants to bring a Raya from this Gemara, that Evid Kanani is Metami Ba'oil, he does not have a din like an Akum Benegei them. They want to shtel to a Rambam that says that Evid Kanani has Tumas Taras. If Evid Kanani gets a Nega, he's Tomei as a Metzairah, the Akum does not have Tumas Taras. In the case of Mishnah says, the market of Rambam is, because Evid Kanani is Iskish L'Isha, we know for mitzvahs, he's Chai v'mitzvahs Kenoshim. So that, because Mishnah is saying it's not just a hekesh for mitzvahs, it's a general hekesh that he has dinim ki isha. So since he has dinim like isha, he's like an isha Yisraelis, who's metame b'tzaras. He's not like an akum, he's like an isha Yisraelis. So if the case of Mishnah goes and is using the hekesh of Evet Kanani to isha to say that he has tumas tzaras, so l'chari you could use that same hekesh to say that his body is metame b'oil. He has b'negei tumah v'tayra also, He's iskish leisha. Bemis a big need in an achroinim. Benengei what is nem. Benengei what was said. The hekish that avadim iskish leishim. There's a Mishnah Melech and Perik Yud from Melachim. That's Meirich. That it's only, the Hekesh was only Nema, Benengei Achiv Mitzvahs, that Ever is Chayiv Mitzvahs Kenoshim. But he doesn't have all Dinim, he's not Iskish all his Dinim to Noshim. There's a Taisis in Baba Kama Peches that brings the Hekesh Benengei if Ever should be Kosher, Possel Eidus, just like Isha's Possel Eidus. And Taisis in Zvachim and Kuv Gimel that says that his carbon has the same din as a carbon isha, when he gave the oira oila, that ever iskish isha applies to that also. The Mishnah Melech brings other places there, that it's, that other rayas, that's ever iskish isha, even not just for mitzvahs. It's a big shayla and achrayim about it, but al-kaponim from this Gemara would seem, Mr. Chemed brings the raya to say the Yankov brings the Chemed, that you say ever iskish isha, when he gave, that he's not like a guy, he has tumas kayanim. He has Tumas Oil, that there was a Shail on the Kay, and if he was Nitman, but Oil, Machmas, the Vlad of the Shivcha. The Gemara continues, the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yechon, and Rish Lakish, Eisvei, Mota Tavnis, Yad Tavnis, Regler, Elasur, Nishkeitz, Vem Nevad, Amaya Shvarim Ninu, Tegum Ashmuel, Baim, the Nova Sison, Eisvei, the Gemara brings, Oivit Kechavim, Vatal, Vaitz Chavim, Shalevi, Shalchavere, a guy can be Mavatal, his own of Vaitzara, or Shalchavere, his friends of Vaitzara. Yisrael ain't a battle of his chavim shalevi kechavim. Yisrael's bittel does not help. Yisrael goes and a battle of a desire of a guy. It's not battle. In fact, the Gemara might to heavy kavod his chavim shenestab remeileh. Every time Yisrael is a battle, it let it be like a chavim shenestab remeileh. It should. What does it mean? He was a battle at Yisrael. He broke it. He did something to it. So even if the Yisrael's Maisa is not a Maisa Bittel, but it's not, shouldn't be worse than if it was Nishtabra Me'elev, it broke by itself, that the guy is Mevatel it, according to Rish Lakish. So let it be Batel, I'll say, Avid Chavim Shem Nishtabra Me'elev. Am Rabbi Shapichasa, they were talking about it was only he did a Maisa Bezoyin, he didn't do a Shvira, and the Svar of Rish Lakish, that the Avid Chavim is Mestam Betulim Mevatelot, is only when there's a Shvira Gemura that he says that the Avodah Zarah can't watch itself. But by Pichsa, you don't have that Svara. It's only a Svara that's a Bittel because it's a Maisa Bezoyin done in it. That Maisa Bittel is only when a Avodah Chavim does a Bittel. Yisrael cannot have, doesn't have the din of being Mevatel Avodah Zarah. There's a Shaila here, the Lechem Starim is Ma'ir. The beginning of the Braisa says, Avodah Chavim Mevatel Avodah Chavim Shalai Vishal Chaveirai. A guy could go and be mevatel his own avodah zara or his friend's avodah zara. He's matmiya lachayra. What's his kayach to be mevatel his friend's avodah zara? Doesn't belong to him. Who is he to decide if this avodah zara should be over to be mevatel it? So he tries to say, Akimtis, that we're not talking about mamish shachaveri over here. L'maisa, the pasha, the mashmoyis of Rishonim, is that a guy could be mevatel of his chavim shachaveri. In every oifin, the Gemara Vaita Mem Gimel Amar Aleph is mashma like that, and the Gemara in Samach Tal and Mbeis, that every guy could be mevatel of its chavim shachaveri. It's possible that maybe that's why Rashi over here brings at the end of the Rashi. Rashi says, "Hod of its chavim uteris haydei bittel nafkel kamal minayin of oivik chavim shapoisel of its chavim." Rashi brings that we learn from a pasuk and Afnum Beis. That a guy could be mevatel of its chavim. Rashi is saying that the bittul is exerts a kasev, that it makes the avodah zarah mutter, and memela it could be even on shal chaveri. The question that the chayri could dan here is this din that avik chavim can be mevatel of its chavim shal chaveri. The Gemara is talking about he did a shvira to it, he broke it, but we had before on daf mem aleph. We spoke about the Zerashim Ila Daf Yudalid, that there's such a thing as a bittul belev, and that's the chayr what Rish Lakish is bittul mistama betuli mevatle, that he decides his machlat in his heart that this avodah zarah has no tehillos anymore, and that itself is a bittul. A bittul belev, you would hear the lechem starim svara that bittul belev should only help if it's his avodah zarah. If it's his avodah zarah, he decides not to be avodah anymore. Memel, if you have a chiddush that there's a cause of, like Rashi says, that a guy does a ma'isa shvira, he can be mevatel even a v'yitzchavim shal chaveiroi, but why should his decision believe make a difference about a v'yitzchavim that has nothing to do with him? So how you'd be able to say that this gemara is dafka by a shvira? And the gemara would be mashma a little bit like that, because the gemara asks, amai tavika v'yitzchavim shal nishtab meileh, the gemara asks on the whole b'raisa, that why is Yisrael's shvira not good? Let it work. Let it be bottled like a v'yitzchavim shal nishtab meileh. The Gemara could answer, we're not talking about a bittel of a shvira. Maybe the bittel here was talking about a bittel belev. And on that we're saying that Yisrael's bittel belev is not worth anything, because Yisrael doesn't have a parsha of bittel. Mashen ken a goy, can be mevatel belev, his avodah zarah and his friend's avodah zarah. And that there's no kasha, it should be in a shtabra meileh, because nothing happened to it. The avodah zarah is still standing here. Would be mashma from the Gemara, that on a bittel belev, Avadi wouldn't have this price, because he would never say that. But the Ravid we had earlier, the Ravid learned the whole sugya of Rish Lakish, is talking about that there was a guy that was standing there and saw Rav Yitzchavim being Ishtabra Me'ilel, and that guy was Mevatel Epeliba when he saw it being Nishtabra. And the Ravid says Mefurish, whether it's the guy who's the owner of the Vidizara, whether it's a different guy, is the Chayr Mashma from the Ravid, that every bittel, even not a bittel which is done with a Ma'isa Shvira, even a bittel which is just mitzad the hachlota of the guy to stop being over this, can be done even Aidei Chaveirai, which is a big chiddush like the Lechem Storm brings out here from this Gemara. We mentioned earlier on Daf Mamalef, that the Rishonim bring a Raya, this is one of the Rayas, they bring not like the Ravid's Pshat, it's from this Gemara, that the Ravid says the Rish Lakish is only talking about when there was a guy that saw the Shvira happen, the Nishtabra Me'ilel. So the Rishayim say, what's the Gemara's Kasha here? By every Yisrael that was Mevatel V'Yitzchavim, the Gemara asks, it should be Kav V'Yitzchavim, the Nishtabra Me'ilel. The Chayru, who says we're talking about there was a guy standing there? Maybe there was no guy standing there, and that's the case of the Braisa. This is one of the Kashas the Rishayim ask on the Ravid. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says the teretz of Abaya, Pichasa, then the Gemara says, Rava Malaylum ki Pichasa, Yisrael Nami Betela, Elegzeri Duma Magbul of Hodom of Atale, Vahavia Vidzchovim Biad Yisrael, Chol of Vidzchovim Biad Yisrael, Eina Betela Laylum. The Gemara says that every time you have a bittel of a Yisrael, even though it should really be an Ishtabra Meileh, according to Shlokish, there's a Gzeri maybe before the Yisrael breaks it, he's going to pick it up, make a Hagbah on it, and he'll be kain it with Tagba, and once he's kain it, it's Avei Yitzchavim Yad Yisrael. And the Allah is Avei Yitzchavim Yad Yisrael, Avei Yitzchavim which is in the Rishus of Yisrael, is Eina B'teil L'Olam. It doesn't have any bittel. The Rishonim write that this din of Yitzchavim Shal Yisrael Eina B'teil L'Olam, it's a Mishnah later on, and the Rishonim on Nun Gimel that speak out that it's really a Darbon in the Kedin, Midiraisa, the Allah of Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael doesn't have a bittel means Avodah Zarah that a Yisrael was over it. Avodah Zarah, which is a Yiddish Avodah Zarah, it was nevered by Yisrael. That type of Avodah Zarah in la betele lomis does not have any bittel. A goy can't be mevatel either. But this halacha that a goy that was over in Avodah Zarah and then was Yisrael was kainet and now it's Pashus Yisrael, that the Rishus Yisrael itself makes it into a Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael, gives it the status of an Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael, that ain't a B'teil Olamis. The Rishayim and Dafan and Gimel speak out, the Ritva, B'Shem the Ramban, and the Chiddush Aran, that's a Din Derabbanon. B'Yosef and Kuf Memvav brings it from the Smag, that it's a Din Derabbanon, because it's nearer, like Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael. B'Yosef brings, because of that, there's a question in the Torah about the Meshamshim of this Avodah Zarah, that the Klal is always Meshamshim of Avodah Zarah, also Asabana, I need a Bittel. The Meshamshim of this Avodah Zarah maybe are not Nichlal and the Isser, because only Isser Darbonon is a question about that. Like upon him, the Gemara by us makes a Gzeira that maybe he'll be Magbiyan on the way, and then we'll get a Din of Avodah Zchavim Biyad Yisrael, Avodah Zchavim which is in Rishus Yisrael, that the Loch is, it doesn't have bittel, ain't a betela la'ilam. The Lashon Rashi here is, How is he going to be Magbir exactly? Rashi says, El Rabbanan Gozu, the Chol Bittul Yisrael Lav Bittul, Gzeir Adul Mamagba Le Vekoni Le Bahagba, he'll pick it up and be kind with Hagba, the Chol Dvar Hefker, Kegoin Mitziya Niknes Bahagba. Rashi sounds like we're talking about the Avodah Zarah of Hefker here. And Rashi says, every Hefker is Nikne Bahagba, because otherwise, what's the Gzeir here? Maybe Yisrael will pick it up on the way to being Mevatel, it'll pick it up. Who gave him the right to be kainit? It's not his avodah zarah. He's going to pick it up. That doesn't make it his. He's picking up something that belongs to somebody else. Doesn't make it his. So Rashi says, "Kol dvar hefker kagei metziah niknas v'agbar." Rashi says we're talking about here a metziah, a dvar hefker, and a dvar hefker has a kinyan of v'agbar. The Bach in Siman Tavkuf Pei Vav brings this Rashi. There's a sugya there in Tavkuf Pei Vav in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Rishonim, the Rosh, and Taisvah spring, the Gemara says, Taka b'shefer, shal avodah zarah, shal Yisrael lo yatza. If there's an avodah zarah, shal Yisrael, which has a shefer, and a person uses that shefer for mitzvah's tekiyah shefer, he's not yatza, because since avodah zarah, shal Yisrael, is ain't a betelei lamas, like the Gemara says here, has no bittul, can never become batul. So Allah is ketuse mechtes shiurei. It's as if it's nisraf, it's oymed l'sreifa, and it doesn't have the shear that's needed for shayfa. Mashain kein, if it's an avaydazorah of a goy, avaydazorah shal akam, if you blow a shayfa with avaydazorah, which belongs to a goy, which has bittul, the goy could go ahead later and be mevatel it. So we don't say on that ketuse mechta shayuri that's oymed for sreifa, because it has a heter, ayidei bittul. So over there it says lo yitaka, it's also to be tekei with it because it's avodah zarah. Vimtaka yatsa lemaisa, if he's tekei but the eved is yaitza. So the Rishonim say, Tosis and the Rosh say on that Gemara, vuhu shloi niskavin liskizbay. It's only if the Yisrael picked up the shofar of the guy and blew it. But if when he picked it up to blow it, he was niskavin with that hagbah to be zayich in it. So once he's in Schaven to be Zeichin, it habalei avodah zarah shel Yisrael, like it says in our Gemara. It becomes an avodah zarah shel Yisrael, and once avodah zarah shel Yisrael, it has no bittul olam, and it gets again the din of ketuse mechta shiurei, because it can never become batal. So Bach says on this, Taisus and the Rosh quoted in the Torah, that it has to be talking about that the Yisrael wasn't like be it, could they liknais. He says, the Chayr Rashi says by us, that's only by Hefker. It's only negay by Hefke that he has the option of picking it up and being zeich in it. But if you're talking about a regular case that the shofar belongs to a different guy and he picked it up to use it, it makes no difference if he was neschav in liskis or not. Even if he was neschav in liskis, like the Bach, he's a gazlan and he's not kain it and it's not going to become a vaydazar to show his soul. Magen Avram and Hilchas Shofar Tavkuf Pei Vav is chaylik on this Bach. He says that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Membeis by us is mashma that there's a gzeira. Every time the Yisrael is shayver the Avodah Zarah of a goy, there's a gzeira. Maybe he'll be magbir on the way. Maybe he'll pick it up on the way, and he'll be zeich and he'll be Avodah Zarah shall Yisrael. It's not mashma that we're talking about dafka shall hefker. It's mashma there's always a gzeira. Maybe he'll be magbir and he'll be zeich in it. It's mashma even Avodah Zarah that belongs to a goy. So the Morgan of Ram the pshat is. He says, because since it becomes a gazlan in it, and he's neschayev b'achrayis, he's neschayev, every gazlan is neschayev and achrayis even b'ainsim, is mikri shaloi. That's enough called shaloi that it has a din of avodah zarah shel Yisrael, which has no bittul. Zakta Magen Avraham, Mechem Metzinu, Gabi Chometz, we find a Chometz b'Pesach, that's something that a person has achrayis on, is considered shaloi, to be over on it, by your roh, by your motzei. G'doylem izu kasav abisayisav b'yerdei reishtim kof membav. He says, Abisayisav says even a bigger din, that avodah zarah shel Yisrael, even if he wasn't actually zeich in it, if it's just nikra shmoya love, it's in a case that it looks like it says, it's nikra shmoya love, it's also ein labittel. So he says, kol shken over here, we have achrayis of ainsim on it, that it's considered enough shaloi to be consider avodah zarah shel Yisrael she'ein l'betelei lamas. Nogel me'vava and Shulchan Aruch is ma'ir on the Magen Avram, that according to the Magen Avram, it's pretty hard to have a case of the Mechaber, of the Gemara that says that if he's not Nischavan Liska's boy, he's Yaitzah by Avodah Zarah Shalakum. He said, what exactly is the case? If the guy gave him Rishus to use it, so then he's a Shoyal. Is a Shoyal also Chayiv Bachrayis Avoyntzim? It should also be considered Shaloi. If the guy didn't give him Rishus, then he's a Shoyal Shalemi Das, he's a Gazlan, again he's Chayiv Bachrayis. He says you have to be talking about either it was a Shoyper Shal Hefker, and he picked it up Amanas Shaloi Lizka's boy in order not to be Zaych in it, or it was a shayfer that belonged to the guy, but he borrowed it from him on Manas, they shouldn't be chayiv and oinsim in any achrayis of a shayil. You have to find a case to work out the Shulchan Aruch's case, but that's the Magen Avraham Shita, that the chiv achrayis of oinsim of gzeila is enough to be considered avayt zorah shal Yisrael, just like you find it's considered for other dinim, for Bal Yirah, it's considered his. It's a little bit of a chiddush, the Magen Avraham Sushtal from Bal Yirah, that Bal Yirah, we consider it shaloi because of oinsim. It's enough shaloi to be considered that he's holding chametz b'shusai. He's saying who a din for the din that it gets a shem of Vaydazar Shal Yisrael she'ain lo b'teilei lamas. It's also enough the fact that it's chayiv achrayusai. This gemara that says that a person could be magbia and a Vaydazar and b'zoich in it till ma'magbalei or habalei b'yitzchav miyad Yisrael. There's tremendous tumul, a tremendous sugya in Rishonim and Achronim about Tzchi and Yisurei Anah, if it's possible to be Zeich in Yisurei Anah. Rivash brings a raya, Rivash and Tshuva, Simon, Tov Aleph, brings a raya from this Gemara that someone who goes ahead and is Zeich in Yisurei Anah, someone wants to make a kinyan in Yisurei Anah to become his, could be Zeich in it. It's possible to be Zeich in it. V'haray, you see from this Gemara that Avodah Zarah, which is also Bano, he's Magbiyat, and he's Zeich in it. There are a lot of places in Rishonim that are Mashma, that Yisurei Anah doesn't have a Bailim. It's like Ein Shaloi, there's a Tshuva Sarajba that the Avnei Meluim brings in Simon Chav Ches, Sivkot Nunvav, Tshuva Sarajba, Simon Tov Resh Beis, he's talking about Yisurei Anah there of Nedarim, that he's Mashma, that Yisurei Anah has no Bailim. Many other Rishonim that are Mashma like that. The Neid Behuda and Tshuva Erechaim Simen Yotes starts off that's the Pashtus. He says the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Memhei says by Ashar Niskal, which is also by No Ashar that was Nigmar Dine Feskila. The Gemara says Mishen Nigmar Dine Mochre Yene Mochre, that the Bailim cannot sell it once it's Nigmar Dine. So the Neid Behuda, the Pashtus is because he's not a Bailim on it. He's not a Bailim, that's why he doesn't have any Mecher. He quotes the Lashon of Tosis and Sanhedrin. Tosis' Lashon is, the Ein Lei Mecher Ve'Ein Lei Bailim. The reason why you can't sell it is, sounds like he's missing in his Bailis, like Lashon of Rajba. Avnei Meluim in Simon Chavches, is Meirich, brings a different Rishonim about it. Avnei Meluim says that in Rambam is Mefurish, Rambam says that someone that's over Bal Yirah is no Malkus because Salav Shein B'Maisa. However, if somebody does it with a Maisa, if someone does Bal Yirah with a Maisa, he gets Malkus. How is that? He was Koyin HaChametz B'Pesach. Rambam says if someone goes ahead and is Zeiche and Chametz on Pesach, he's Loike Mishum Bal Yirah. So Avnei Meluim is a Mefurish Araya that's Shayach to be Zeiche in Yisurei Anah. You see, Yisurei Anah does have a bailus, and it's possible to be Zeich in it. Frek Avnei Meluim, the Gemara says in Psachim, that he gave a bittel of chametz on Erev Pesach, that if a person wasn't mevatel as chametz before Sheish Shois, and then it comes this man of Sheish Shois, and the chametz is also Bano, he can no longer be mevatel it. And the Chayre Mashma, why can't he be mevatel it? It's Mashma because he's not the bailum on it anymore. He's not the bailum on it. And he doesn't have the koyach to be mevatel it. As a matter of fact, you see the Gemara has to say, Asan akos of kiluhu b'shusay. The Gemara is niskasha. How could a person even be over Bal Yirah? The chametz is also b'ano. It's not his anymore. The Gemara says shloisha dvarim einim b'shusay shel adam v'asan akos of kiluhu b'shusay. The chad ben hain chametz b'pesach. One of the things that the Torah considered b'shusay, even though it doesn't really. It's not really Bershusai. It's Chametz B'Pesach that the Torah considered it Bershusai to be over on it by Yirah. So it'll be mashma that chametz of Pesach after Shei Shois is not Pershusa anymore, and therefore he can't be mevatel it. So frektik tzeis. So how does that stem with what he's saying from the Rambam and what we're saying from the Rivash brings from this Gemara? That there is a bailus on Isuri Ano, it's shaykh to be koin Isuri Ano. So that the Mlum's Shita, he wants to be Mechadish, that Enachanami, there is bailus, it's Shaloi, but it's Eini B'Shusai. We have a concept by Gzela, Gemara says, by Gzela, when something is stolen from a person, he can't be Makdish anymore, even though he still owns it, because it's Eini B'Shusai. So we see from there that a person, in order to activate transactions, Mikayach is bailus, he can't do that when something is Eini B'Shusai, even if it still belongs to him, but there's a status of Eini B'Shusai, that it's away from him, it's not in his Rishus. So to Avnim Luim, that when something is Asa Ba'anah for a person, and there's an Isser that's on it, which is Ma'akibit from him, that makes it a Dovish Eini B'Shusai, and a Dovish Eini B'Shusai, he can't be Makdish, and the same way he can't be Makdish, he can't be Mafkir, so that's why he can't be Mevatel, Chametz B'Pesach, after Shei Shoyus, and that's why we need a chiddush of Asoya Kasav Ki'ilu Hu B'Shusai to be Eivir Ba'yira, because even though it's Shaloi, the Ma'is it's Eini B'Shusai, that's the Shita of Nimlum, and he speaks it through in Ketzais also, in Tafei, and Zokter, that's the Pshat, why Machri Eini Machir, the Gemara that the Native Yehuda brought, that Shar Niskal, is Machri Eini Machir, because just like a Bailam doesn't have Kayach to be Makdish, but to be mafkir with some davish eini b'shusai, he can't activate a mecher either in a davish eini b'shusai. It's macher eini macher. That's the pshat in the Gemara Shar Niskal macher eini macher. Mashenke b'negei to be zeich in it, according to the Avnim Luim. If someone goes ahead and is zeich in a chayfetz, there's no problem with eini b'shusai. He goes and makes a ma'isakinyan in a chayfetz. He can be koyin in it, and this is a chayfetz that qualifies to have a bailam. He can be zeich in it. And the Yehuda in that Tshuva Ner Chaim Simin Yutes says a similar chilek. He doesn't say al derech the ktsayis that it's a din of davish einim b'shusai, but he says that we have to be mechalik since the Rambam says that a person could be zeich in chametz b'pesach, and we have the Gemara on the other hand that says that shor niskal is machir einim machir. Says we have to be mechalik between selling it and being zeich in it. He says it must be that the daik loshen tais and Sanhedrin daf pei. The Lashon Torah says, "Ein le mecher ve ein le bailim, the ein alikeach yochel liskeis bo yoyser mishar adam." Torah says it doesn't have a bailim, and therefore it's ein le mecher, so the likeach can't be zeicher yoyser mishar adam. He says, "Mashma, that there's no problem with being zeicher in it." Torah is just saying that the likeach who the bailim was makinet to doesn't have a schus more than any other person in the street to be zeicher in it. In other words, it's all mitzad the bailam, that the bailam doesn't have a koyach. It's paka, his koyach bailas, lav b'shusei, the more he calls it. It's paka, his koyach bailas in it. And therefore he can't make a mechira, but the koyach could be zeich in it. He says the chilek is dachuk ma'oid, ma'atam l'chalek, zokta na'iv Yehuda. The reason why ain't a meicha yachal a meicha is because of a chasaran bailas, fish ain't a shaloi. So then why should somebody be able to be zeich in it if it's something that's not shayach to bailus? Avnei Milum brings a ritva in Ish Mekadish in Masech Tekedushin that asks the Kasha, when somebody is Mekadish with Yisuri Ano, it says it's not a Kedushin. The ritva asks the Kasha, Tosis asks over there that there are a lot of Yisuri Ano that the halacha is, you burn them in Afron Mutter. So L'chayra, the Eifer is mutter, let her be miskadeshes with the Eifer, even if the chayfetz of Yisuri Ano, which he gave her, doesn't have any shavyas, because it's aser b'ano. But it comes a point, after you burn it, that the Eifer is mutter b'ano. Let her be miskadesh with the Eifer. His Ritva answers, Moiri tirits, tafilu yesh ba'afre shavu pruta, even if the Eifer has a shavu pruta, kiven the hashta lespu din mamain, eina mikudeshes. Since right now, when he's giving it to her, it doesn't have a Torah's mamon, it doesn't have a din mamon. Eina mekadeshes. The chisarif lo levarinu lavdi deninu. Because when he's going to go ahead and burn it, lavdi deninu, it's not his. Chol akaydim zacha ba'afron. The eifer, the ashes of the sefer is hefker. Chol akaydim zacha. So Ritva is saying, mefurish l'chayra, that Yisrael Anot doesn't have a din mamon, it doesn't have a bailim, And when he burns it, the Eifer is going to be Hefker. It doesn't belong to him. So Avni Mulam brings that the Ritva is going not like his Shita, that is Sri Anos, Shaloi Veinu B'Shusai. Avni Mulam wants the answer to the Kasha of Eifer by Mekadesh Isha. He says simply that at the time that you were makne a chayfis tar, she wasn't zeichin it, because the haknah of the bailam was einim b'shusay, the haknah was nachal. Later on, when it became eifer, there's no new haknah then. He's not being makne tar then. It's his. There's nothing to make the isha be zeichin it. So there's no haknah on the eifer. Chroinim as kastira, the sheet of the Ritva himself, that the Avni Mulam is bringing, that the Ritva in Kedushin is saying, les budin mamain labdi deininu. And the Ritva himself in Perek Lul of HaGozel, when the Gemara discusses a pasuk to be memayit, taking a lul of Esrog of Yisrui Anah, the Ritva speaks out that you can't say that it's pasul atzlachem, there's a din that the Esrog has to be yours, has to belong to you, because Yisrui Anah is belongs to him, he's a bailam on Yisrui Anah, it's not nesmayit from lachem, it's the chreinim on neskasha lachayra, it's a stira here in the Shitas Ritva. The emes is, there's another Ritva, the Ritva right here by us and Avodah Zarah. The Ritva asks the Kasha right on our Gemara, Magbalei, that how could somebody be Zeicha in Yisrui Anah? The Ritva answers that he's Zeicha in it, Lahoisif, Kosha Zeicha by Lahoisif Yisurai. Just like we find by Chametz B'Pesach that the Torah says that it's yours to be over on it. He says, any time someone is Zeicha in it to be Hoisif Yisurai, over here is being Zeicha in it to give it a Torah's Avodah Zarah shall Yisrael, that should be Eina B'Teilei Lamas. For that, the Schi is Chal. The Lashon HaRashbin, Tshuva Kufayin Ches, says the same thing. He's talking about being Zeich in Chometz on Pesach. So, Dr. Rashbin, Kol Shereitze Liskeis Boi, Afal Pishu Oseh Bahano, Zocha Boi Leoseh Bahano Lo'olam, V'lava Boi Kechemtze. If the person wants to be kind in it, he has Das Kinyan, even though it's Oseh Bahano, he can be Zeich in it, in order to answer it and to be over on it. That should be also as Chemtze Shal Yisrael, and he was over on it. Ke'inyin Sh'omra B'Avodah Zarah, the Raja brings a Raya from our Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah is also B'Ano, Sh'afal Pish Yisru B'Ano V'Yefshal Eliz Kezba, even though Avodah Zarah is Yisru Ano, and it's impossible to be Zeich in Yisru Ano, Mikol Mokim Kol Sh'dayte Eliz Kezba, Avodah Zarah the Yisrael Koru Be'i, it gets a din of Avodah Zarah d'Yisrael if he's Daite Liskisba. So see clearly from these Rishonim that they're saying it's impossible really to be Zeicha to get a kinyan of Bailus in Yisrui Anah, like Lashon HaRashba, Yefshel Liskisba. But still they're saying it's not a kasha from our Gemara, because Benigeya, to be Moisif Isser on it, to give it a Shem of Avodah Zarah d'Yisrael, Benigeya, that there is a Zechia. Tzarech Bir, exactly what type of Schiyah that is. Rakapanim, it's also the same question, it's a stira with the Rishonim in Lulav HaGazel, the Rajban, the Ritva in Lulav HaGazel, that say that Esrog or Lulav Yisrui Anah is not Nesmait from Lachem, because he is the Bailam on it. And here they're saying that he cannot be Zeich in Yisrui Anah, only Lahoisif Yisurai, but Be'etzim there's no Schiyah in Yisrui Anah. There's a Kuntres in the back of the Tshuvas HaRivash, who wants to be Miyashiv, that Alderech, the Avni Mulam, the Ktzais, that you really is Bailus on Yisrui Anah, like Rishonim saying Lulav HaGazel, it's just a problem that you can't be Maknit, you can't be Makdishit, you can't be Mafkirit, but he wants to add, not like the Avni Mulam that says to be Kainit, you could be Kainit, he wants to add that just like a person cannot be Makne Yisrui Anah, he can't activate a Kayach Bailus to make a akno or a hefker in Yisrui Anah, the high timer, he also cannot be poil or koyach bailus to be zeich in Yisrui Anah. It's also a problem of einu b'shusay, since even when he's gonna be zeich in it, it's gonna be einu b'shusay. So such a kinyan is not bekoichay to be chal. It's like doing a maisa bailus in something that's gonna be einu b'shusay. That's what he wants to be mechadish in the kuntres. Choloifen Rava is saying a gzeira that any time Yisrael goes and breaks an Avodah Zarah, there's always a gzeira. Maybe he'll be zeich in it on the way, and he'll be Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael. The Shash brings an interesting kasha here. As Taisim Psachim, he says, asks, by Eifer Asherah, which is also by Anah, The Vachaira, why is Eifer Asher also by not should be like a Vidzor Shan Ashtabra Meileh? Yeshabri Shlokish is din, then an Ashtabra Meileh is also. Dr. Ashash, Vachaira, you could have the Gemara's Gzeira by us. That's a Gzeira maybe on the way to burning, when the Yisrael is burning the Asher, on the way he'll be Zeich in it, and he'll become a Vidzor Shal Yisrael. And a Vidzor Shal Yisrael is Ein Lebetele Ilamas. Tav Nimrum says on this Kasha, that over there, an Asher is a Mechuber, so you don't have this Chashash Adulma Magbalay, there's no Kinyan Agbah on a Mechuber. The whole Chashash is on the way when he's holding it, he'll be Magbiyalay. But if he goes ahead and burns an Asher, there's no Chashash of a Kinyan, it's Karaka, it's not Nikdim Bahagbah. The emissaries of Blaise Moshe Horowitz in the Agbah mentions this same Svara to answer Taisus Kasha, Taisus Divrimas Lachanami Kedirova. Taisus asks, why does Gemara keep on repeating the Eisveh and each time answering Kedarava? So Blaise Moshe says that the next Eisveh, Eivik Chavim Shashifa, Eivik Chavim Letzarkai, is talking about he was Meshape, Nashera, a tree of Avodah Zarah. Rashi says he's using the Letzarkai, he's using the sawdust for Hasaka, for firewood. So he's talking about a tree of Avodah Zarah. So over there he says, there would be a svara to say that you don't have Rava's Chashash or Dilma Magbalay, because he's dealing with Mechubar, like Davni Mulum Svara, he's dealing with Mechubar. That misses the Taisus Rid, speaks out the Svara here in the Sugya. And Taisus Rid says, L'maisa, Dumara held that makes no difference, there's a light plug, the Rava's Svara is a light plug, even in a case where you don't have a Kinyan of Agbah. Dumara continues, Eisvei, Akum Shehevi Avonim Namakulis Chifa Ben Drochim Vitatiyois Mutoris. The guy goes and takes Avonim from the Avedazar of Makulis. The Avedazar of Makulis was they piled up Avonim, they piled up stones. That's how they were over it. And he went and took those stones that were part of the Avedazar and he's paved roads with it. Utatiyois Mutoris, that's a bittle. Yisrael Shehevi Avonim Namakulis V'chif Ben Drachim Tatiyois Osir. The Mora asks the same Kasher, Tehavi Kavedis Chavim Shanashtabra Me'ilel. The Mora answers, Kedirovar, there's a Gzeira, maybe he'll be Magbiya the Avonim before he's Mevatel them and he'll be kind to them and it's not Shaykh Bittel anymore. What exactly the Bittel here is Mashmaz HaMachlaikis, Rashi's Lashon is that Makulis Rashi's Yesh Akam Shaivn Lengal Shal Avonim Kairim La Makulis Chalabal Zayrik La Evan Vi Avidasa Muteres, when he makes it into Drachim is Muter Zok Rashi Shaharei Bitlei Evik Chavim Shasasar Lengal. Rashi says since he broke the pile, he dismantled the pile Sasar Lengal, so that's a bittel to Rabbi Dezor of Makulis. So Lachar comes out from Rashi even before he went there was Mechaper Drachim. He was already mevatel it by breaking the gal. And that's why Rashi, when he gets to the Gemara's Teretz, Kedurova, the Gemara says it's a gzeira, maybe he'll be magbiya to be zeich in it before the bittel. Rashi says, Kedurova, Dilma magbala lakula markulis beresha, v'hodna mevatel evesoish. Rashi says, maybe he'll be magbiya, he'll make a hagbah on the entire markulis. He'll pick up the whole pile of stones together without breaking it. And then hold him about to lay b'soyser, and then I'll go b'soyser it and break it and demolish it. Rashi's medayik to say that Agbah is going to be on the entire makulas together. Tezrid is medayik it also on the entire makulas together because Rashi is l'shitasa is saying that the bittel here is idea that he's being soyser the gal. The bittel is that he's breaking the gal, not the fact that he's being mechapa ben drachin. Even before he went and paved the roads with it, the bittel is the steerus hagal. So how does Rava say that it's possible to have Agbah, which will be kainah before the bittel, and make the bittel not bechal because of Yitzhar Shal Yisrael? The Chayre, as soon as he picks up one stone from it, he was already seisir a gal. So Rashi is medayik in Rava, that he'll pick up the whole thing together. Loshna Rambam in Perek Ches is Ketzad Mevatl and Avnei Makulis, Kivan Shebona Mehem Binyin, Rambam says, how are you mevatel avnei makulis? If you go ahead and take those stones and build a binyan from them, or you pave a road with them, harehein mutarim b'hano. So Rambam's mashma that the bittel is only first when you pave the road with it, or when you build the building with it, the same way as Mefurish in the Meiri here in our sugya, that the being sois to the gal itself is not a bittul. It's only when you went ahead and used it for something else. And that misses the Gemara Memtesim and Beis. The Taizrid brings the Gemara. The Gemara Memtesim and Beis says that Hainu Urche, Hachad Mekara Tugure Mitver Hainu Urche, that the Derech of Markulis, Rashi says over there, is Eina Mechubaris, Vidark and Lipo. This gal, this pile that they pile up from Markulis is never attached. And it's the derech for sometimes some of them to fall to the side. So the fact that one fell to the side is not a steer to Rabbi Dezara, the Gemara says, Hainu Urche. So it's a little bit mashma like the Rambam and the Meiri, that the fact that you broke the Markulis is not a bittel in it. It's not a bittel in it because that's Urche Bekach. That's the derech of the Markulis to have some falling to the side, some fall off. Rashi by us is mashma. Rashi holds not like that, that when you go ahead, be a dayim, and you say so the gal, and you take it apart, and you dismantle it, it's different than the Gemara Memtes, and that is considered a Maisa Bittel, and therefore Rashi has to learn the Gemara, that the Hagbah happened in a Oifin, that he was not say so the gal, because the steer of the gal would already be a Bittel, before the Schi of the Yisrael. Gemara continues on Amid Beis, to ask on Rabbi Yechanan, Eisvei Yishlokish Rabbi Yechanan, Kan Sheb Reisha Ilan Shel Hegdish, says if the birds made a nest on the top of an Asherah tree, Yatiz Bekona, he should knock it down with a stick. He's not allowed to climb up on the Asherah tree because he's being nena from the tree when he climbs up. So if he wants to make use of that nest, he has to knock it down with a stick. How did the birds make this nest? It broke branches off the tree and made a nest with them. The Katani Yatiz Bekona, and still you see, you're not allowed to be oile on the Asherah. The Asherah is Aser Bahano, and you have to burn the Eitzim. The Chayre Zakhtig Mor, you see, the Avodah Zarah and Ashtabra Me'eleh is Asura. The Avodah Zarah here at Asherah was Ashtabra Me'eleh, had a Shvira, and still it's Aser. Zakhtig Mor, no, Kagoyin the Aisi Eitzim Me'alma, we're talking about. It brought Eitzim, Me'alma, V'kintza Behen. And the Gemara goes through a whole sugi with Me'ila. And the Gemara at the end comes out, Omele Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmi, Batachlifa, Azbrilach, Befreichim, Kan, V'kan, Metorim, Bebeitzim, Kan, V'kan, Asurim. Efreichim, who have no shaykhs, they're already birds, they don't need the tree anymore, then their mutter. Bebeitzim, Kan, V'kan, Asurim, Rashi's Maz, Bebeitzim, Kan, V'kan, Asurim, Shetzrichim, Le'ilan. The Gozabar Abon and Kalil and Atzmai. Beitzim, as long as they still need the tree, they need the setup of the tree. So the Chama Gezer on it as if they're a chelik at a tree and has the Isra of Asherah. The Lashon HaRambam in Perek Zayin from Avedis Kachav Malachi Yud Beis is Efreichim Shekonanu Ba. The Ein Tzrichim Le'iman Mutarim. Efreichim, chicks that are in the nest, and they don't need the mother anymore, amutter. Efreichim v'abeitzim shetzrichim le'imam asurim shareha asherah kemoi bosses lehen. The Rambam says as long as they need the imon, they need to be there in the nest, they're asur, shareha asherah kemoi bosses lehen. Because the asherah is like a bosses for them, it's like a base for them. It sounds like the Rambam saying a svara. He says if you're being nene from the asherah, when you're nene from the products of this nest, because the Asherah is the base of their of these birds, of these eggs. Asherah kemoi basis lehen. Would be mashma a little bit Loshna Rambam that he's saying, not like Rashi, that it's a swara, that it's awesome with the Raisa. Rashi says, Gozer Rabbonon Kalil and Atzmai. The Loshna Raivid in Asaga, Raivid says, under those words, kemoi basis lehen, Hoyaloi loimar mepnei shehen ke gidule Asherah. Ravid says he shouldn't have said it because it's a basis, because it's a base for them. He should have said because it's like kiduli asherah. It's like something that grows from the asherah. Since it needs the tree, it needs the situation of the tree, it's like it's daimed to kiduli asherah. Question is also in the Ravid, it's l'chayra hard to hear that this should be with the raisa kiduli asherah. But the Lashon HaRambam, kemoi basis lehen, would be mashma that it's a svara. The Maisa, the Kiryu Sefer, on the Rambam, says it's only Midrabbonon, and the Prichadosh and Likutim brought down in the back of the Rambam, it also says that the Rambam only means a svara Midrabbonon, that it's also, but I'll call upon him, it's a little bit different than Rashi's Drabbonon. Rashi says, Gozubu, Rabbonon, Kalila, Natsmoy, and the Rambam saying you consider it a nene because the Asherah is a basis for the Beitzim and Ephraichim, so you're being nene from the Asherah. The next part, the Rambam fears eyes, the Rambam continues, Hakan Atzma Shabroisha Mutter, Apnesha Oif Mevi Eitzav Mimakim Acha. The nest itself is Mutter, because the Gemara says Eitzav Mialma. The way the Rambam quotes it is, Oif Mevi Eitzav Mimakim Acha. We could assume that the Oif brought the Eitzav Mimakim Acha. The Raivit is masik on that also. The Raivit says, Amma Avram Dafka Shehevi Mimakim Acha. The Gemara doesn't say necessarily that we assume that the Eitzav Mimakim Acha. The Gemara says with an akimta, they were talking about in a case that the oif was maybe mimakim acha. Because if Mishnah says that the Rambam was not maskim to learn like the Ravid's pshat, that it's because it's daima to gedule ashera, to peiris that grow from the ashera, because like the case of Mishnah, otu mishum shilu hayatam isurim neishem ke gedule ashera otu mishum shegadlu veinan tzichem liimam pakam inayu isse gedule ashera. What happens when they get a little older and they ain't in tzrich and liimon? The Gemara says it becomes mutter. Like the case of Mishnah, the Isser is that we look at it as gedulei Asheira, as a produce of the Asheira, something that grew from the Asheira. How could it be that when it gets older, all of a sudden it's paka the Isser? It's paka minayu the Isser. It must be, Zokter the Rambam understood, that the Isser is because the Asheira is a basis for it, and idea that you're being nenef from the Freichim and the Beitzim, that's a way of being nene from the Asherah, because the Asherah is a basis of this nest. So any usage of this nest is a usage of the Asherah. So b'shas that it's tzorach to the Asherah, you're being nene from the Asherah. Later on, when it's any tzorach l'Asherah, you're not connecting to the Asherah by taking the Beitzim or the Freichim. Shankin, like the Raivin's pshat is shver. If Chazal will go there, we should look at it as gedulei Asherah, how could it be paka the Isra later? The Lashon Rashi of Gozer Barabona Kalil and Atzmai, you have to be Mevar, is Rashi, does Rashi mean the same thing as the Ravid, that the Gzeira was, that we look at it as Paris of the Asherah, as produce of the Asherah, and again you'll have the Kesef Mishnah, same Kasha, why wouldn't the Nisgadol later is Paka the Isser, or maybe the Lashon Rashi is Mashma a little bit different than the Ravid. Gozer Barabona Kalil and Atzmai, it's like a Tuffle to the Elon, Kozman's nitzvah to the Elon. The Chum looked at it as the Elon itself. As long as it's a nitzvah to the Elon, the minute it's not tzarech to the Elon anymore, we don't look at it as part of the tree. As long as it's nitzvah to the Elon, it's looked at as part of the tree itself, ka'al Elon atzmi, like Rashi says. Could be on that, wouldn't be shver, the Kesef Mishnah's kasha, that what happens when it's a skadah later, because Rashi's not saying that we look at it as gidulim of the Asheira, as perish of the Asheira. Just that it's the tree itself, it's the Ilan Atzmoy, as long as it's a Tzarech Ilan, it's a Nitval to the tree.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.